the rest of the story. You've read the novel Jurassic Park. You noticed a scene in the movie that was not part of the original story, but I think I know why Steven Spielberg put it in there. He wanted you to be there in that amber mine in the Dominican Republic. He wanted you to experience the wonder and the excitement of discovery, because that, well, the wonder and excitement of discovery is something each of us knows something about. Michael Couch does. He was on an island near Papua New Guinea in the Bismarck Sea. He couldn't believe his eyes. Michael Couch found an incredible treasure buried there for who know how long. Mike looked around him. The natives were just poor fishermen. The fish don't swim into the net. The islanders go hungry. It's a simple life they professed to like, and yet their needs exceeded their wants. And these poor people are sitting, sometimes starving, on a mountain of buried treasure. So Mike telephones home to business associate in Sydney, Australia. He says, "You're not going to believe what I found on the island of Emerald." So he describes the outcropping. It's brilliant green. You might want to remember that, because it was green only as a reaction to the tropical sun. But there's no doubt as to what it is. "How much is there beneath the surface?" his associates ask, and he said, "Tons." So Mike and his friend do some arithmetic, quickly figure they're looking at millions of dollars. But then they all agree that the profit must go to the people of Emerald, must give them a community electric power source, a fish freezing shed, a fish processing plant. The Rotary Clubs back in Australia will handle the money and the details. The tiny island and her nearest neighbors got a raw deal back during the Second World War anyway, overrun with American servicemen by the tens of thousands, and then paved over with that sprawling airstrip, and then chemically sprayed so that the ground wouldn't grow anything. Well, now it was time for a little payback, even if it took private enterprise to do it. There are no prehistoric mosquitoes encased in amber on this out-of-the-way Pacific island, nor is the treasure of Emerald your run-of-the-mill silver and gold. But you see, the soldiers who half a century ago expected only to fight and flee forever, those American soldiers unwittingly left behind a down payment on prosperity. A deposit, you might call it. Something they thought of only as trash. But wouldn't you know that what our troops left behind to collectors are now worth about $32 apiece. About $32 each. And there are more than 100,000 of them. And each is stamped with the date of manufacture to authenticate this treasure of Emerald, this mountain comprised of tens of thousands of now precious, once discarded, honest to goodness, solid glass, World War II vintage Coke bottles. And now you know the rest of the story.